This is the audio version of the interview with Professor Dr. Peter Kunzmann. Us humans have a moral obligation towards animals. Kunzmann is an animal ethicist at the University of Veterinary Medicine, Hanover. Judith Palmer is reading the questions. Colin Palmer is reading the answers. The interview is from the book Animal Pro Plus by Tierschutz Maxschule.
Recently, the relationship between humans and animals has been strongly questioned. Why is that?
First, a lot of people live increasingly close together with their animals at home. They have already formed neo-familial relationships with their animals, such as dogs and cats. And furthermore, we know a lot more about animals than we used to. For example, about the socio-cognitive abilities of great apes and dolphins. We come from a culture that has made big distinctions between animals and humans for centuries. These distinctions decrease through scientific realizations. Animal ethicists Tom Regan and Peter Singer ask why we should treat animals so much differently to humans. Animal ethics has become one of the core disciplines of philosophy in recent years, and there is great interest in the question. What we can and can't do with animals.
Us from Tierschutz Machtschule want to teach students a respectful interaction with animals. Can you describe the animal's dignity in simple words?
I have written a whole book on that. Dignity is about the specific characteristics and intrinsic value of an animal. I would like to explain it with an example. Rabbits get scared when a hand comes from above to pick them up. For rabbits, the hand is something threatening that reminds them of a bird of prey. This is a rabbit's view of the world. If I know that as a human, I will not touch them that way. I respect their specific characteristic. A further aspect of dignity is the intrinsic value of animals. I protect their life and well-being for their own sake, and not because I benefit from it.
What does this mean for handling farm animals?
That handling them holds a big responsibility. When I talk to farmers about this, there is often an aha effect. Many of them have never thought about how significant their actions are for animals. What pigs, chickens, or cows are fed? How they live, if they can go outside or are locked up all the time. They can't choose for themselves because they live with a dependency on humans. Similarly, with keeping pets, how long a dog may run around, what the structure of the guinea pig's cage looks like. Humans decide that. The animals can't change anything in their life. They are completely at our mercy. Putting it positively, this means that they are in human care. You could also say, though, that they are in the clutches of humans.
What do you think about some people's argument that nature is gruesome and animals kill each other, and with this matter of fact, people can kill animals?
I do not think much of it. What animals do to each other is on a completely different level. Us humans have a moral obligation towards animals that we can't just walk away from.
What ethical conflicts do vets have?
For example, when it needs to be decided whether an animal should be euthanized or not. Who decides whether a dog should be put to sleep? The vet or the dog owner? The problem is that vets don't get paid by their patients. Legally, the animal owner is responsible for it, but the vet often knows better how the animal is doing.
Do humans have a similar responsibility for pets as for wild animals?
No, simply because wild animals can normally get what they need to live. Pets, just like all animals in human care, are dependent on a human to hand out to them what is important and necessary.
What can students learn when they engage in animal ethics?
They should understand that an animal-human relationship involves a moral obligation. It may not be that I, for example, buy a breed of dog that needs a lot of movement and I keep him indoors all day. Some people don't realise that they treat animals badly. This is part of the irresponsibility a lot of animal suffering comes from. I will tell you an example a colleague who is a vet told me. A dog had broken a leg. Nobody knew why. During an X-ray, the vet saw that the bone had gotten too soft due to mineral deficiency. She asked the owner what she feeds the dog. She said, "He doesn't get dog food, but expensive fillets." So the dog's bones became too soft because of incorrect feeding. An example for animal cruelty due to ignorance. It is a moral obligation to gather all the information on animals before getting one. The association Tierschutzmachschule makes an important contribution by sharing animal welfare knowledge with schools, and it is great when students share their knowledge with their friends and parents.
When people with riding horses think about whether their horses really want to carry them, they often give up riding completely. Does thinking a lot about animals lead to more difficulty handling them? And is it even possible to think too much about it?
You can never think too much. For example, one man told me that he had been an enthusiastic hunter for 20 years, and now he can't find any joy in it anymore. Thinking about animals might lead to not being able to ride, kill, or eat them anymore. When young people want to eat vegan, their parents should respect that. In my opinion, there is no definitive solution yet how to correctly treat animals. Animal rights activists believe that animals should not be used at all. Even stroking a cat is not okay for them, if they don't know whether the cat likes it or not. For them, owning an animal is impossible, as it is a subservient relationship, like slavery in their eyes. For animals, these unequal subservient relationships can only stop if animals are not in contact with people anymore. I personally don't share these extreme views, and I'm in favour of animal use if animal welfare is respected.
What fascinates you about animal ethics?
I studied theology and philosophy. 20 years ago, I started to engage in animal ethics. Back then, it was mainly about animal testing. Moral questions about handling farm animals were of no interest to anyone at that time. Today, they are the core of animal ethics. In my field, applied animal ethics, I am confronted with questions that arise in a vet's everyday life. Many people think that ethicians cause conflicts that were not there before. It is, however, the case that conflicts already exist, and ethicians uncover them. I don't impose anything, but rather offer support for people to find a position they find morally acceptable.
How will attitudes towards animals change in the coming 20 years?
Even if we have greater problems like the coronavirus at the moment, handling animals will cause bigger and bigger discussions. We certainly won't revert to an indifference towards animals. I assume that there will be great differences of opinion. Some forms of keeping animals will disappear, for example, circus animals, as there are not a lot of supporters. Keeping dogs is very unlikely to be banned, because many dog fans are in favour of it. The number of people living vegetarian or vegan will rise, and conflicts around using animals will grow. Therefore, it is intriguing for everyone to know their own ethical viewpoint.
Thank you for the interview.